evening and good night to whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Kayla Thomas.
And I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And today we're going to talk about spring break during a pandemic.
So spring break's coming up in about a week, and I already know people that are like planning trips out of state and like are planning on going to like highly populated areas. Like, I know someone that's going to Florida. I know someone going to Texas. I even think I have a friend going to like Chicago, and like we're still in the middle of a pandemic. So I feel like people have to be extra cautious because you don't know like if someone around you on a plane has something, or if someone you see like just out and about has like maybe COVID, because you have the chance of like catching it too.
And you know, Texas, they don't have their mask mandate anymore. So how is that going to work?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I like heard the governor like a couple weeks ago took it off. And then I know in Florida, like I keep seeing all over social media that people in Florida just aren't wearing a mask. I can't remember if they still have the mask mandate, but like everyone's going to beaches in Florida and like doing like normal spring break things, but not being like cautious or like courteous of like other people around them that like may have to be careful.
Yeah, they're starting to close certain establishments just to like stop people from going there and like crowding around so that they can like stop the spread, because even though the vaccines are out, like you're not completely immune to COVID-19, especially because there's a bunch of different strains out now. So if anything, people should be even more cautious and try to keep their gatherings and their activities during spring break small.
Yeah, and I know that like everyone that's traveling for spring break are like teens, like almost our age, or like college kids who haven't gotten the vaccine yet. Like, we're gonna be the last group to get the like vaccine, but we're also the only, not the only group, but one of the bigger groups that are like getting in large groups and like are hanging out in like bigger quantities and not being as courteous. So like that's gonna help with the spread on top of like just going to places that haven't been like fully taken care of properly, in a sense.
Like Florida, that's all over the news. There are people that are crowding so much that even the police can't get through. And the other thing about our group, our generation being just so big, we're super spreaders. So we're not wearing masks. We haven't gotten the vaccines, and we're going out places with groups of people. We don't know them. We don't know where they've been. Chances are they've been a lot of places, and we're taking all of that home to parents, going to school once spring break is over, to teachers. So it's probably going to start something.
Yeah, and I also know, like, Vegas is one of the places where like a lot of people come for spring break, and like they'll stay at hotels or whatever, and or like just walk the strip in themselves. And like you said, our generation is a super spreader, because like everyone our age is like touch deprived, or like, so like they go out and they'll hug their friends, or like they'll give their friend like a high five when they see him in public for like the first time. And I, like, guarantee they're not gonna, like, put on hand sanitizer right after seeing their friend, or, like, they're not gonna do whatever after they hug someone they just saw after a really long time. And then going back to school, even though we're supposed to stay 6 feet, we're gonna be seeing, like, our friends again. And we're gonna be seeing we used to, like, spend every day with. So, like, knowing our generation, there's always gonna be, like, that one person who's gonna go up and high-five someone, or gonna go up and, like, give a hug right after we just got back from spring break, and they could have traveled somewhere.
Yeah, and it's hard to remember, like, hey, we need to keep our distance, because it's just been so long. Like you said, touch-deprived. So that excitement, that eagerness, that kind of overrides the steps that we take to prevent the spread. So I think it's important for everyone just to remember what happened last year, and that we just need to keep protecting ourselves, because this isn't something that's just going to magically go away. Even with the vaccines out now, it's still probably going to take a year before we can maybe loosen the restrictions. maybe take our masks off in like 3 years.
Yeah, and I know that like Governor Sisolak had been talking about how like by mid-April you can like go full capacity in some places, or like in some areas you don't have to wear a mask. And I get that for some places, but Vegas is such a like almost melting pot of different people that people come from everywhere, and people will always like hang out with people or reconnect with people that like live here from other places, because a lot of people are now starting to move to Vegas from like LA or different parts of California. And with California being so like, I don't want to say like infected, but like so many people in California either have COVID, know someone that has COVID, or just quite frankly aren't following proper like guidelines, and now they're coming here and they're almost bringing it here to us. So it's like on top of us already having to be careful for like our family and like going back to school, we have people moving from everywhere to come to Vegas. So now we have to be extra cautious of what they're going to bring. And spring break happening, like, it's just really, we have to really be on a lookout for things.
Yeah, it's especially stressful, even if you're staying here, because some of the hotels on the Strip, they lowered their prices. So now we have people coming from pretty much anywhere because it's cheaper now. So the people from probably rural areas in America are coming here, and chances are, because it's rural, less population, they probably don't have as strict of mask mandates or just social distancing practices. So they're here in Vegas. People are coming from pretty much everywhere over the weekend and populating in the same place, pretty much just the Strip. So it's hard. It's going to be hard for locals to really enjoy their break if they're staying here and if they want to go shopping at Fashion Show Mall this weekend, or if they want to have a sleepover with their friends at the Wynn over the weekend, because we just have to be so on guard, so cautious about everything. So is it really going to be a relaxing break, or is it just going to be us trying to stay safe?
Yeah, and like you said, for people like spending nights at hotels because prices are cheap, I know a bunch of people that like for birthdays recently, people are spending nights at the hotels, or like just like get out of the house, people are staying at hotels. And then on top of spring break, with people coming to stay in those hotels, you're gonna have locals, you're gonna have out of state people, you're gonna have everyone in like hotels almost like normal. Like, I don't think it's gonna be back to like full capacity, but you're still gonna have like groups of people, very large in one area, hanging out. And then those kids that like we know that are spending the nights are gonna come back and go back to school, which can spread it to people that are at school. And then it's just gonna be this big snowball effect of like, just because you went out because you were bored of being at home, those people are gonna bring it on to campus, who can bring it back home, who can just affect a bunch of people that way.
Yeah, and not only that, but when we come back from break, specifically at our school, we're gonna have every grade level on campus. So that's a lot of exposure, even if it's just like a quarter of each like grade level, because you know, some people are staying at home, they're still doing virtual. And when you think about the setup of it, you know, 6 feet apart, stay at your desk, is that really realistic to be sitting there for an hour and 45 minutes at your desk, not really allowed to move? Bathroom breaks are strictly guided. It's just
So like you're in class trying to social distance and then having to ask to go to the bathroom. It's gonna be quite an experience, especially after spring break. And then I know people who like have plans to go like to LA, like I said, and there are a number of people in LA who aren't masking up and like are becoming anti-maskers. And I've especially all over social media see people trying and like almost protesting that like masks are fake and masks like don't get you anywhere. So like these people are going to places where like there are a bunch of people, like, blatantly saying, like, why are you wearing a mask? Like, a mask doesn't do anything for you. But, like, what, 2 months ago, the CCD or something, the CDC was talking about wearing double masks and, like, doubling up for protection.
Yeah. And there's, like, been this whole thing on the news where CNN and, like, Fox have been quoting Fauci about how he said masks aren't theater, because some politicians are really convinced that this is fake and you don't really need to wear masks anymore because, oh, now we have the vaccine, so it's like automatic complete protection even if you've had one dose. And that's completely misleading.
To wrap it all up, we discussed how states are handling spring break, how students are expected to return after spring break and coming home from possible vacations. I'm Cameron Baldenabro.
And I'm Kayla Thomas.
Have a safe spring break.